We continue our learning Leilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We are in Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Now, the previous Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, we had a rule. It was Zeh HaKlal, Kol She Yotzas the Rishus Atzma Shah Achas Ein Yechol HaFer, which was referring to a case of a husband and a wife, where we say that if she was Migoresh, she was divorced, between taking the Neder and the hafara of the neder, so the Baal can no longer annul the neder. And we explain that this halacha is the same thing regarding a daughter and a father. If the daughter leaves the rishus of her father to her own independent rishus, so the father then no longer has the ability to annul that neder. And it's through three different areas where a bas, a daughter, leaves her father's rishus and enters her own rishus. Number one is what we call nisuin. Once she enters the chuppah, she's no longer an arusa, so then the father has no rishus. And if she becomes an almana or a grusha, after that nisuin, she is now berishus atzma. And that would be true even if she is a nara or a ktana. Doesn't matter. This is what we call the yesoma b'chaye ha'av. She's not an orphan, but we call her like an orphan in the lifetime of her father. Because even though her father's alive, she has the status of an orphan, which is the fact that she's in her own independent rishus, and the father has no rishus over her. That's category number one. That's where there's nisuin. Number two, where does she now enter her own rishus? With misas ha'av. If, let's say, the father passes away, she's really a soma. So therefore, she's obviously in her rishus. And the last category where she enters her own rishus, besides nisuin, besides misas ha'av, is bagrus. After the nara now becomes a bogar, she's 12 and a half. So even if her father's alive, she leaves her rishus. So these three areas, yisoma mechaya av, or which is the nisuin case, after she's divorced or after the husband passed away, a yesoma mamish, where she's where the father really passed away, or a bogeres, since they're in their own rishus, they're nedarim kayamim, and no one can impact their nedarim at all. So our mishnah is coming to list that these three, but really is going to put them into nine different categories. And the Yushami says that the mishnah is here just to sharpen the minds of the talmidim. There's no chiddush in the mishnah at all. Something we really could figure out on our own. So we'll see these teisha na'aros. Says the mishnah, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Teisha na'aros nidren kayam. Based on our introduction, there are nine na'aros. And na'aros doesn't only mean na'aros, means young women, which means bogros are included in this, whose nedarim are kayam, because no one has jurisdiction over her nedarim. These girls are independent. So number one is bogeres vihi yisoma. She took a neder when she's a bogeres, but she's also yisoma b'chayav. What happened was her father married her off while she was a nara. She now therefore left his rishus. She became, because she's had nisuin, she now becomes an almana or a grusha. So her husband dies or she gets divorced. So she's like a yesoma b'chayav. So she is a bogeres, but a yesoma b'chayav. And she took this neder while she was this bogeres. Number two, nara ubagra v'hi yesoma. She took a neder when she was a nara. And also yisoma b'chayav, which means our father married her off as an ara, and then what happened? She was divorced, or her husband was old widowed, and when she comes to ask on her neder, she's already a bogeres. So she was an ara when she took the neder, and was a yisoma b'chayav, v'hi yisoma, meaning after that period of time, and now, ubagra v'hi yisoma, means she became, when she came to be shoal on an eder, she's already a bogeres. Number three, nara shelo bagra v'hi yisoma. She took a neder when she was a nara, and yisoma b'chayav, once again, yisoma b'chayav, which means that her father married her off, and then she was divorced or widowed, but she's not yet a bogeres. So these three, bogeres v'hi yisoma, that was the first one, where she took the neder when she was a bogeres, and yisoma chayav. Nara ubagra v'hi yisoma, she's a nara and a bogeres, and yisoma chayav. Or nara shelo bagra v'hi yisoma, she's yisoma chayav, but she's still a nara. At this point, she's not, even when she comes to be shoel on the neder. So that is category number one, which are three yisomos b'chaye ha'av. Three Yisomas Bechayav. One of them is a Bogeris Yisoma Bechayav. One's a Nara and a Boger, and then became a Bogeris, but Yisoma Bechayav. And one is completely a Nara. And even when at the end of the story, she's a but Yisoma Bechayav. Now we go to three other, the next category. Bogeres Umeis Ha'av. She took a neder after the father passed away, when she was already a Bogeres. Number two, Nara, and this is Nara number five, by the way. Number two in category two. Nara Bogeres Umeis Ha'av. She took a neder after the father died while she's still a Nara. She's not a Bogeres, but now she became a Bogeres. And number three, Nara Shalom Bagra Umesavia, a Nara who, after the father passed away, she took a neder, and she's still not a Bogeres. So you see the progression in each of these cases. We're talking about first Bogeres completely, then Nara became a Bogeres, then a Nara and still a Nara when she's being shoel about in the neder. So those are three real Yisomos, because the Mesavia in all of these cases. Now comes category three, the last three of the nine. Nara Shemesavia, where we have Umi Shemesavia Bagra. She took a neder when she was a Nara. Then her father died, and now she's a Bogeres, or Bogeres Vavia Kayam. This is number eight, number two of the last category. She took a neder when she was a Bogeres, and her father was alive. And finally, number nine, Nara Bogeres Vavia Kayam. She took a neder when she was a Nara, and she's now a Bogeres, and her father's still alive. So these are three in the category of Bogra. So we've divided. We had the first category was the category of a Yisoma B'chayav, and three different possibilities of that. Number two, we had really a Yisoma, and three different categories of that. And then finally, which had three cases of Bogros, which is that was the last category. And those are the nine Naros, all who are in their own jurisdiction, and the Nedarim HaKayamim, the father, husband, have no control over them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af HaMesi, HaMasi Vito Aktana, Vinis Almana Onis Garsha, V'chazer Etzlo Adayin Hi Nara. Says Rabbi Yehuda, even a person who marries off his daughter who's a ketana, and she became an almana or a gerusha, and now she returns to him. Some have the gerusha, most have the gerusha, ve'adayin hinara, which means even though her father married her off when she was a ketana, and she became a widow or a gerusha and returned to her father, and she's still a nara or she's a ketana. Vadaninara means she's not a Bogeris yet. Her Nidorim are Kayamim, and her father cannot be made from those Nidorim. Why? Once she had Nisuin, she's Yotzeis Mirishus Avia. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah says like this: Konam She'eni Nehenes La'aba. You have a woman who says, Konam, I'm not getting a Neder, I'm not getting Hana from my father. Ula avicha, or to your father, referring to our father-in-law, im osa ani alpicha, if I do alpicha, that which goes into your mouth. What does it mean? She took a neder that she's not going to get hana from a father or from her father-in-law if she makes a certain machal, a certain food, but it could be something else, for her husband. So if I make this food for you, if I do this for you, then guess what? Then my father or your father cannot get hana. I will not get hana from your father or my father. Or let's say she says, she took her konam, she'eni nenes lach im osa ani al piaba val piavicha. Or the reverse. She took an edu, she's not getting hana from her husband. If she does something, feeds, gives food, or makes food, or does something, some type of malacha for her father or her father-in-law. So this is the reverse. This is where the hana is not, I can't get hana from my father or father-in-law if I do this for you, my husband. Just the opposite. If I do this, I can't get hana from you, my husband, if I do this activity for my father or father-in-law. Hare ze yafer. The husband can be mayfair those nidorim, because those are Beino Levena. Why is it Beino Levena? Because it's a Ganai. It's something, it's a disgrace for the husband that through him, through a neder that he potentially maybe could annul, a woman is going to, that through a certain malacha, that is, that a woman does, now there'll be an Isser Hana from the father or father-in-law. It's also a Ganai to the husband that she won't be able to do something for her father or father-in-law if so that, for what purpose? So she doesn't so she doesn't cannot do something, so she doesn't become usher to the husband. You see, this neder is conditional on her doing something. Let's talk about the first neder. So the first neder is chal, is conditional, is a tanai. It's all based on her doing something for her husband. If she does something for her husband, so now what happened? The neder she takes regarding her father-in-law takes effect. And that obviously is something that could potentially affect their relationship. If let's say she doesn't do this work for her husband, so there'll be no issur on the father-in-law. But that's also something that affects their relationship. And so either way, it's something that's going to, it's beino levino, and therefore can be annulled. And the same thing as well. If she prohibits herself to derive benefit, this case, to derive benefit from her husband. So it's certainly going to affect the relationship. Ah, she can avoid that by what? By not doing any work for her, this activity for her father-in-law. Yeah, but to do that, that's very embarrassing to the husband too. So that's also affecting the relationship. So either way, there's no choice. Now, the Miri says that the case of the Mishnah has to be a Naram Ha'orasa, where the father and the father-in-law are involved in annulling the neder together. And it's coming to teach us that since it's a Dvarim Sheben Oleveina, even though the neder hasn't been chal, nonetheless, they have the right to annul that neder. But in a suwa, she's mishubedes lebala, and therefore this type of neder would not take effect.